We're nearing the end of Elul. This Motzei Shabbat is Slichot, short period of Slichot. A week from today is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hard to believe. So, and I always say that I was saying for the men at least who go to shul, for the men who go to shul, it's fine because you hear the shofar every day. So at least you're in the mode of L'David Hashem Uri Yishi. But for women, it's harder because if you're not in shul every day, so it's vacation. School just started. Okay, you know, let's get ready for Rosh Hashanah. I've got a month, right? No, you got a week. You know, so it's a challenge. So I thought today we would spend some time focusing on the idea of tshuva, the power of tshuva, and how they manifest themselves in the parsha. Actually, this, we've done this before, because I actually checked this time, and others, it's very hard year after year. We've done other sections to talk about the idea of tshuva. The whole parsha of Nitzavim really is a tshuva parsha. And Chazal, it wasn't by coincidence that they designed the cycle that we should end up the year around this time, around the time of Rosh Hashanah, as we'll soon see. So we're going to begin in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tevav, right towards the end of Parshat Nitzavim. We're going to see that this Pasuk is actually a basis for one of the fundamental halachot of tshuva. Actually, I think I'll start with that. The Rambam says in Hilchot Tshuva, chapter 5 in Hilchot Tshuva. Okay? The Rambam talks about, the idea of tshuva is predicated upon a fundamental foundation, fundamental idea. The fundamental idea that we call Bechira Chofshit. Bechira Chofshit means freedom of choice. And the reason why Bechira Chofshit is a fundamental principle of tshuva is because the only way I can hold you responsible for the actions that you take is if you have the right to choose them. So the Rambam writes in Perakei Halacha Aleph, he says the following: Rishut kol adam nitunava. Everyone has Rishut. Rishut means permission. Im ratza lahatot atzmo lederech tova v'leyot tzadik. Rishut biyado. You want to be a tzadik? You want to go? You want to lahatot, to veer yourself to the proper path? You have the ability, the permission. Im ratza lahatot atzmo lederech ra'a. If you want to go to the negative path, to the evil path, and be wicked, you have permission. Hu shekatuv b'Torah, hein hadam haya ke'echad mimenu la'adat tov v'ra. So it says, the beginning of Bereshit, man had become one of like God, to know good and evil. Kilomar, meaning, hein min zeh, shel'adam haya echad ba'olam, this species of man is unique in the world, ואין לו מין שני דומה לו בעניין שיהיה הוא בעצמו בדעתו ובמחשבתו יודע הטוב והרע. Man knows the difference. We can discern the difference between good and bad. Right? The cats are crawling around outside. They have decisions based upon their needs. There's no moral decision. Is it right for me to kill the mouse or is it not right for me to kill the mouse? Right? It's a survival question. Whereas we... What?
Steal the chicken.
Whereas we... Right, have moral judgment, and we have to evaluate morally, are the choices that we're making appropriate or not? Okay? I'm skipping to bed. Al ya'avor b'machshav techa davar zeh. Do not allow yourself to think the following thought. She'omrim tipshei umot, that the fools of the nations say, Rov golmei b'nei Yisrael, and most of golmei. What is a golem? Golmei b'nei Yisrael.
He doesn't mindless, simple become
a mindless automaton, right? Rov golmei b'nei Yisrael. He says most mindless Jews think the following: Hakadosh Baruch Hu gozer al adam mitchilat b'riato liot tzadik or rasha.
Predetermined.
See, but you're thinking philosophically. Let's think about it emotionally, because I think more we all think this in some way, as we think, I am what I am. Just my nature. So how can I be responsible if, you know, like, that's what I am? Ein hadavar ken, Rambam says. This is not true. Ela kol adam v'adam ra'ui liyot tzadik ke Moshe Rabbeinu o rasha ki ravam. Each and every person has the ability, is worthy of being a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu Or someone wicked like Yerovam. Why are you frowning? Doesn't seem right, huh? What? So you think Rambam is...
Moshe was born with this special glow and all these miracles and he was had a Brit Milah before. Come on. None of us were born with that. Well, we born with
potential.
Brit,
what?
Potential.
Moshe was born...
No, I don't think he was really born with a Brit Milah and with a glow.
You taught that to us.
No, I didn't say it was really, but I think it was there, the point of that. You can bring in a chair from the kitchen if you want.
Yeah. The midrash is.
But I think the point of the midrash is that Moshe be. The midrash is like Al Shem Sofo of Moshe.
I have a question. Do you question the ability?
Had, like,
what?
Moshe also had a choice. Yeah. He had the potential. He could have ignored the Mitzrayim hitting the Jews.
Absolutely.
Yeah, his choice.
Yeah, but it was easier for him.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that? I think that. That's exactly the point of the Rambam. Who says it was easy? His greatness is.
But he was born with these things.
I don't
why
know
was
he
born that
that's
way.
My point. No, no, the thing, point of the midrash.
The midrash made that
up. Yes, in a way. It's
what
a literary device. Yes.
But
is everyone born with the same level of potential?
That Moshe
that he was born that way.
I would have thought
that's the point.
Call Adam. Okay, first of all, just understand the Rambam says it clearly. The Rambam clearly believed without any doubt. Every person has the potential to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not saying you're going to deliver the Jewish people from exile. But you have the potential to be as righteous as Moshe Rabbeinu or as wicked as Yerovam, an idolatrous king. Okay? Call Adam Yatzarik Moshe or Rash Yerovam. O Chacham, O Sachal. Listen to the descriptions that he uses. The potential that you have. To be wise or to be foolish. O Rachaman, O Achzari. Or compassionate, or stubborn. O Kili, O Shua. Or someone who is stingy, or someone who is... No, it's not the word. Stingy, a tightwad, not giving to other people, or someone who just spends his money. Like, you know... Spendthrift is the guy who doesn't spend the money, right?
No, spendthrift.
Yeah, that. Okay. V'chein shakol ha-deot. Deot are attitudes. Deot are not qualities. They're not innate, inborn qualities. He didn't say smart or stupid, tall or short, fat or thin. That you're born with.
Characteristics.
Right. He didn't say characteristics. He said deot. Attitudes. Qualities. V'eino mishi akfeu v'lo gozera lav. Meaning, you can have people who are the simplest people. They're not deep. They're not, you know what I'm saying? But they're righteous, they're good, they choose good. And you can have the most intelligent, smartest, you know, people who just aren't. Those two are not connected whatsoever. So you're thinking to yourself, I don't have the potential to be Moshe Rabbeinu. No, you're right. We're not given the gifts that he was given. But he didn't say you have the potential to be Moshe. He said you have the potential to be a tzaddik like Moshe. To make the choices that Moshe Rabbeinu chose. That's the problem with that line, and once you accept that line, is if that's really true, you know, how much am I meeting my potential? How close am I coming to that potential, and how much am I squandering? Okay. V'ein lecha mishi yakfehu v'lo gozer alav. There's no person who's forcing you or decreeing upon you. V'lo mishe moshcho le'echad mishnei adrachim. He's not pushing you to either one of the directions. Rather, you yourself push yourself to whatever direction you want. You lost the keys. Okay? God, you, situation, circumstances, put you in a certain circumstance. How do you want to react? That has nothing to do with wisdom or capability or whatever. Do you want to react and say, oh, this is ridiculous, life is terrible, I can't believe this is happening to me, and start screaming for children? Or to say, this is a test, and we're going to try to react in the best way possible, and we'll get through it. Those two reactions have nothing to do with ability. They have nothing to do with, they have with everything to do with the choice that we make in that time, in that place.
Moment, we don't see the point of choice. Like, we just react to it.
what would you say the Rambam's answer to that is?
That's a choice.
That's right. That's right. There's never, there's no such thing as I just reacted. And all of us to say this to some degree or another, I just have a temper.
I think you can say you just reacted and then in the moment, in that moment, and then react to your reaction.
You train yourself, not
right?
Yeah.
Right.
You can't I would say.
Rambam
would agree.
Wait.
Rambam would say yes. You are born with a, as a more emotional person or a more intellectual person, but again. Yes, you were born with that, but you have the ability to
to
use the qualities that you were given for good or for negative. That's how I would say it. Because every quality has its positives and its negatives. There's such a thing as compassion. Compassion is a wonderful thing. Except when you're compassionate upon a president who's gassing his own people. Right? So, every quality is good and bad. Every single one. V'kivan shu nimsa zechote. Who he sees the atzmav, and since you are the sinner, you are the one that caused yourself to lose. Ulafikach, therefore, ra'ui lo livkot v'lekonein alma she'asa l'nafsho v'gam lo ra'ah. Therefore, he says he should mourn and wail for what he's done to himself. You look back at the year. If you really thought you had the potential to be Moshe Rabbeinu this year, right? And instead of being Moshe Rabbeinu, you spent your time watching whatever it was. So you look back and say, dear God, what a waste. What have I done? But you can only say that when you really internalize the idea that you had this potential.
I think it's like, maybe it's not to be Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's to be the best you you can be. Meaning, if you say everyone has to be Moshe Rabbeinu, it's almost it's unattainable.
It didn't say that. He said, at tzaddik, like Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't be Moshe Rabbeinu, sorry.
No, clearly.
You're not in his place, in his time, you don't have his abilities.
But the level of Karen being a tzaddik is different to the level of me being a tzaddik. We each have our own qualities, and each of our tzaddikut is just a different kind of...
I don't think we're disagreeing. It manifests itself in different ways, correct. I totally agree.
Just for the purpose of tshuva, to say to be a tzaddik more Moshe Rabbeinu, it's kind of... It distances you from it, rather than...
Why?
So
the Rambam is saying, stop saying that. He's saying, yes, you can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, forget it. No, that's your Yetzer Hara telling you that you can't do it. Wrong. You can do it. You have to stop saying that. You can.
Yes,
yes
I can.
Yes, I can. Right. We can do it.
Yes, we can. I think what Laura is saying is, before you saying to yourself, be righteous like Moshe Rabbeinu, say be righteous like I'm supposed to be righteous.
What is that?
The best.
Where's the bar?
Well, you keep raising the bar.
There is no bar.
The bar is Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay.
But you've got to say, okay, I'm gonna.
I agree with you, but the problem, I would say, the Rambam would say, as soon as you say, like, well, that's beyond. I can't even dream about that. Right. You're negating the whole point.
No, it's like somebody wants to run a marathon and they've never run in their life. They're not going to wake up one morning and go, I'm going to run a marathon. But they might say, I'm going to run a kilometer today. And in a month, I'm going to have run 5 kilometers. And after 6 months, I'm going to run the marathon.
Your example is perfect. Because the marathon, because a person who's never run before, it's ridiculous for a person to say, I'm going to run a marathon. But you just did that. You said, I'm going to run a marathon, so I need to do what I can do to get to be that. So I'm saying, you could be Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
Not today.
First you have to
not
say
today.
To be.
But if you are you doing the things, you believe that you could be Moshe Rabbeinu? Or are you saying to yourself, no way?
But all I'm saying is you have to break it down.
Yeah. Agreed.
You have to break it down.
Agreed. You don't then do it. You can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. You won't be Moshe Rabbeinu today. Right. No. But if you don't think, if you think in your mind, like, come on, really, that much? Then you'll never run the marathon. Between you and me, like, I don't desire to run a marathon. I like how much I run. You know what I'm saying? I have no... I guess that's why we're sitting here. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Where were your goals? What were your goals this year? I'm sorry.
As you get older.
Yes. Say it, say it.
Hurry up.
I was going to say, as you get older, sometimes the choices are actually more difficult. They're not as clear-cut as when you're small. You know, when you're little, it's very black and white. And as you get older, when you're in a situation,
obviously
the choice is actually more complex, and it's years and years of training, of discipline, making the right choice. But it's very hard.
It's harder to change. You're more set in your ways.
Yeah.
You have more at stake.
A different view of the world because of your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think that's true. I definitely think that's true. But
that's the challenge.
Yeah, I definitely think that's true. Okay. Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what the circumstance or gray area, like, then you just maintain.
You're trying to wait for it.
Yeah. Even if it's unattainable or it breaks up your whole life, if you don't lose sight of the goal.
Nice. Agreed. What says the Rambam, Halacha Gimel, V'ikar zeh, ikar gadolhu, this principle of freedom of choice, of understanding that we choose at all times and responsibility for it, is a principle, fundamental principle, v'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-Mitzvah, and it is the pillar upon which the Torah and the commandments stand. Shne'emar, as it says, re'ei natati lefanecha hayom et ha-chayim ve'et ha-tov ve'et ha-mavet ve'et ha-ra. See, I've placed before you chayim, good, chayim, life, and tov, good, mavet, death, and ra, evil. V'katuv, and it also says, re'ei anochi noten lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. See, beforehand, I've given you blessing and a curse. Klomar, meaning, ha'vashut biyadchem. It's in your hands. V'chol she'achpot ha'adom la'asot mimaseh b'nei adam, osim bein tovim bein ra'im. Whatever you want to do, people do, whether it's good or evil. Okay? U'mipnei zeh ha'inyan, for this reason it says, mi yitein v'ayah levavam zeh lahem. Would that it would be that their hearts were with them. Klomar, she'ena borei kofei ha'adam b'lo gozer lahem, la'asot tova u'ra'a. God doesn't force you or command you or coerce you to make choices, for good or for bad. Ela libam masur lahem. And this is something I think that we have, that it's worthwhile to just ponder this idea that I chose to make that happen. Between you and me, it's a very, very important principle for our kids as well. Because, like, what was I supposed to do? How was I supposed to get, like, I couldn't help it. Like, I spent a lot of time with my children talking about this idea. No. It's your choice. You chose. But he was yelling at me. But she did this to me. You know, but the teacher did X, Y, Z. That's all true. But you still have a choice. And it's true as we have to teach our kids, of course. And it's equally true for ourselves. Right. You know, I'm not just talking about reacting. I think sometimes we, like, this is a principle idea that our Yetzer Hara allows us to tell ourselves, I can't help it. This is just what I do. This is how I act. When in reality, we know, if we thought about it, this moment and this time, I'm saying this because I want to choose to do the thing that feels good, as opposed to the thing that I know I should be doing. And so that's why the Rambam thinks this is a fundamental principle of tshuva. A, you can do it. You're responsible. And because you're responsible, therefore you're held accountable, and you're also rewarded in the same way. Where does this come from? So as I just quoted to you, it's a principle right from our parsha. Now we can go back to the Chumash. Yeah. We'll talk in a few minutes about that. I like that idea. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's not. We can think of that. Like, we
Okay, let's focus on that in the Torah itself. Re'eh, where you see where I am, Parak Lamed Pasuk Tetvav, where we were going to start. Re'eh, this is a quote of the Pasuk that the Rambam quoted. Natati lifanecha hayom et hachayim ve'et hatov ve'et hamavet ve'et hara. Re'eh, translate. See, I have placed before you today chayim, life, ve'et hatov, and that which is good. Ve'et hamavet.
Lots of ve'ets.
Ve'et hara. Let's talk about these four things. Let's try to figure out what they are. What's life? Life. Good. We know what life is. We know what death is. Correct? We know what life and death are. First of all, just understand, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this is a choice of life.
There's this life and the
afterlife. Oh, very good. See, not even life and death are so simple. But okay.
Life and death don't go together with choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I disagree.
You don't choose to be born.
This passage is saying differently.
You know, some of the activity you do along the way can break premature death.
So, but you're going to die.
At some point,
you're going to die.
And many times, you don't choose.
The fundamental question of understanding this pasuk is, what are Tov and Ra? What is Moshe Rabbeinu? I know what life and death are, I think.
And why does it say the
I never know how to answer that question. I mean, you could have said it's a chayim, v'hatov, v'hamavet. Why does it say the et?
Oh, yeah,
I can't answer that. So a literary person would tell you it's emphasis. There's a whole kabir et avicha, right? There's a famous Gemara that there was a certain Tana that was trying to darshan all the ets in the Torah. Why does it say et here and it's supposed to et there? And then it says et Hashem lokech tira. They found one that he couldn't do, so he said, forget it. The whole thing, I don't know. So that's my answer to you. I have no idea why it says all the ets. It's a great question. If you find the answer, let me know. What I want to know is, what is tov and ra here? At the chayim ve'et hatov. What's tov? Well, how does it sound like to you?
It seems that chayim and tov are. Like,
is it the same thing? Can't be the same thing. Life and.
Because they're separate.
To me, it seems that they're all separated.
But they are linked, they have a connection.
Again, we're going to give a question. Yeah. What is it? What is good? What is
a connection?
Good what?
Health. Quality of life.
Oh, so you're saying tov is the. Is. The reward for choosing life.
I think it's the choice that you make.
What's that? So that's another. Everybody understand that?
How do you choose
that? Doing good gives you life.
I don't know that they're necessarily connected.
I just want to make sure everybody understands. We just have three different answers. Okay? Chaim, life, and Tov. Tov can be good life, i.e., you don't just get life, you get life with a nice house. Life with health.
You get life, but you could choose the good.
One second. That was one answer. Rina said something different.
I think that chayim and mavet are the ones that you can't change, and the tov and the ra are the one. I mean, going
chayim, life, and tov. Tov is
chayim.
Tov is the choice that you make.
Life happen to you; they're out of your control.
Okay.
But do you make it tov or do you make it ra? The chayim and the mavet aren't necessarily in your hands.
So you're saying chayim is not a choice. Natati levanech hayom chayim.
I gave you life.
And
tov. The tov is your choice.
And death. And I'm going to kill you.
I give you death.
Yeah.
And the rise is your choice.
That's tricky.
Also.
That's how.
I see people living that I'm not really.
But second, that's the second one. And then somebody said a third thing. You're saying
if you do good, you get chayim. And if you do bad, you need to know.
Ah, so the third option is tov is the choice.
Yeah.
That results in chayim, and ra is the choice that results in mavet. You have a problem. What's your problem? What should it have said? No, what should it have said?
What about
religion? All right, first of all, just understand, this is why I love these discussions, because we raise a question. Beautiful. I raise a question. One second. You raise a question. I have a question. What is tov and ra? This is what the Mefarshim are wondering. We're going to just look at a few of them and see. This is their question.
But I also think another aspect is how you look at life. There are people that are living, but they're kind of dead. They're just going through the motions of life. They're not really... They're breathing, and they're eating, but they're not really living.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're not enjoying. They just go through the motions. They're not experiencing. They're not... You can look at every situation for good or for bad. And so I think how you look at the situation is, are you looking at it towards life and really taking everything in? Or are you just tuning out everything around you? It's just going, you're not dead, obviously, but you're not really living either.
It's a good drash. Is that Peshat in the Pesukim? Ah, okay. Right. I don't think so. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let's look at our three choices. First, look at Ibn Ezra. First we'll do the Parshtanim, Ibn Ezra and Rashbam. Everything okay? You fell? Okay. Look at Ibn Ezra, Chaim, Orech Yamin, long life, Hatov, Beosher Ubriut Haguf VeHakavod.
Your long life will be also a good life.
Right. So Chaim and Tov, he says, are not life per se. Long life and good life. A long and good life. He said, listen, the whole thing is the result of the choice. If you choose good, look, I give you a choice. According to Ibn Ezra, you choose good, then the result will be HaChayim VeHatov. Good life, long life, and a good life. And parentheses, insert here, if you choose bad, then the result will be Etamavet VeHatara. That was one choice? Did anybody say that one? Nobody said that one. You were looking at Ibn Ezra.
Yeah, Debbie said.
That's what he said? No. You did not. No. Debbie, you did not say that. I know what you said, because you said if you choose good, then you will have life. He doesn't say the choice is good. He said if you make a good choice, then the result is Chaim and Tov. Chaim and Tov, according to Ibn Ezra, are results. See what he says? Chaim, Orech Chaim, long life. And Tov is Osher, Briut, wealth, whatever.
There are plenty of tzaddikim
that. Hold on, one second. We're just parsing the psukim first. Okay? That's one. Number two. Right. The Hamavet, the Hara, Hefech. So he says, neither of these are the choice. They're the result of the choice. Okay? Make the right choices, because then you'll have the results of those choices. Look at Rashi for a second. Et ha-chayim ve-et ha-tov, ze talui ba-ze. This is what Debbie said, right? Im ta'aseh tov, harei lecha chayim. Ve-im ta'aseh ra, harei lecha mavet. Okay, if you do this, then you'll have that. If you do that, then you'll have that.
Are you talking about physical or spiritual life and death?
Your answer? According to Ibn Ezra?
Physical.
What? What do you think?
I think I have to go with spiritual, because otherwise it leaves too many things unexplained to me. When good people that do mitzvah and for no reason die young, this doesn't.
Causes
problems.
Very good, very good. That's a critical element to the pasuk. According to Ibn Ezra, it's not linear. It doesn't work that way. So how can you say choose life, you'll get good; choose death, you'll get bad? Is it really so simple? Does it happen that way? It's a very, very... Your question is an excellent, excellent question. One second. Okay.
But what Ibn Ezra says is Orech.
So I'll give you a midrash. One second. What's that?
What Ibn Ezra says about Orech Yamin, he doesn't say you're going to have a long life. He's saying you'll have longer days.
No, I think it's clear he's saying that both Orech Chaim, long life, and goodness. So both of things are reward. I think that's what he's saying. That's how he's reading the pasuk. Okay? Says the... One second. Choose life. Says the midrash. Mashal le'echad shaya yoshev al parshat drachim. There's a parable to a person who is sitting at the fork in the road. You know, you come to the fork in the road, and there's the proverbial wise man. And you go to him and say, oh, wise man, which path shall I take? Okay. And he says, Echad shetchilo mishor v'sofo kutzim, ve'echad shetchilo kutzim v'sofo mishor. So you look to the right, and there's this beautiful paved road. But he says, understand, you know, after you turn the corner, it's going to be thorns. And the other one, you see, is full of thorns, and it ends up being paved. Okay. And he would warn them and say, "Atem ro'im shvil zeh. See this road, shetchilato mishor, k'shtayim b'shalosh p'siyot. Just understand, 2-3 kilometers down the road, potholes, it's going to be terrible. Atem ro'im shvil zeh. See this road, shetchilato kutzim, k'shtayim, it's hard. It's bumpy at the first, it's thorns. Kach amar lehem Moshe li Yisrael. So said Moshe to Israel. Atem ro'im et ha-reshaim she-matzrichim ba'olam hazeh. Keshnayim u-shlosha yamim hem matzrichim. Understand. The reshaim in this world, okay, they, do you see them being successful? That's only, you know, one or two, three steps. Sofam litahom ba'achrona. But in the end, they go to the... They fall in the pit. Right. He has a psukim to that. Atem ro'im tzadikim shemitzdarim ba'olam hazeh. You see righteous people having trouble? That's kishnayim u'shlosha yamim. V'sofam lismoach ba'achrona. In the end... Right? They're going to be happy in the end. But according to this pasuk, what's the meaning of the word ubacharta bachayim? Choose life. Right? One second. Hachayim ve'atatov, choose life. Not olam hazeh. Olam haba. So your question is a very strong question. It's a very powerful question. And what's the answer? You'd have to say that this pasuk is not literal. It's not real chayim and tov. It's eternal life. An eternal good. So how many ways did we find to understand this pasuk? One. We had Ibn Ezra. We had Rashi. Okay. Now we had the Midrash. Was there another one? Chaim and Tov. Okay. What about Debbie's problem? What was your problem? The problem was, if you say that Tov is the choice and Chaim is the
result,
it should be the other way. Right? So that's why we have Kli Yakar. Anybody have Kli Yakar? Take a look. You see it? On Tetzot Tetvav? Says the Kli Yakar, Ki im chayim ata mefakesh, if you seek life, tzfei l'tov la'asot ha-tov b'enei Hashem, then look to the good, do good in the eyes of God. So if you want the result, then do good. V'im tomar, so then you'll wonder, lama lo hiktim ha-tov? Tov should have come first. Why? That's our question. According to what we, the way we understood it, it should be et hatov v'et hachayim, because if you choose good, true choices, then you result in the reward of life. Yeah, you want to say something? Yinei tov. True, but here we're saying that the word tov refers to the choice. And the word chayim is the result. So the tov should go first, according to Ibn Ezra. So he says, so according to Rashi. The Kli Yakar says, tshuva ledavar. So I'll give you the answer. Sheba lehasiro, shelo yivakesh la'asot hatov be'enei Hashem, kedei sheyichyeh. Don't make the right choice in order to receive the reward. Rather, ela yichyeh kedei sheyaseh tov. Rather, you should live in order to make the right choice. It's a very beautiful idea. What? Shelo yivakesh chayim gufani. It says, oh, if you make the right choice, then you'll get tov. So it says, good. Make the tov, and then you get chayim. It says, that's backwards. Because then the whole purpose of life is, I'll make the right choice, because then I'll get the good reward. Then I'll have the nice house, and then my kids will be healthy. Wrong. It's what? You should really want it the other way around. You want the good life in order to be able to make the right choices. Because when between you and me, if the life is hard, it's harder to make the right choices. It's harder to live the spiritual life. Okay? You should seek out, you should want life in order to make the right choice. As it says, you know this pasuk, Mi ha'isha chafetz chayim ohev yamim lir'ot tov. He who seeks life, Ohev yamim li'oto. Right? He loves his days in order to see good, in order to be able to make those right choices. Shelekach ohev yamim, he loves his days, kidei sheyuchal li'ot behem b'tov Hashem b'torah u'mitzvot. Right? It's not that I make the right choices so I'll get reward. Rather, I want a good life in order so that I can live and make the right choices. It's like that famous line.
What? That also addresses count.
How do you
There's
mean?
There's nothing guaranteed.
What?
There's nothing guaranteed in that.
Right.
So it does, it addresses.
Right. I don't have a good answer for your problem, Karen. Sorry. You know, it's a tricky thing. I have trouble with Ibn Ezra's Perush. Choose life, you get good. It's not that linear. We all know it's not that linear, unless you say, he says it literally in the physical sense, in this world. But we all know it doesn't always work out that way.
But maybe he's referring to an aspect. Because it doesn't promise anything.
Right, I'm saying, but according to Ibn Ezra, it doesn't. According to his pshat. But he's saying that's, what Ibn Ezra would say is, there's a pshat and then there's a deeper meaning, of course. That's what he would say.
But it could be that he's addressing one of the elements in life. You know, not everyone, like, for a lot of people, that's how it is, but then there are exceptions. And...
Is it? Would you say that the rule is that people that make right choices in life are rewarded and the people who don't are not? Would you say that in your experience there's any connection, you can see any connection between those two things? Yeah, it's really hard to say. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they seem irrespective of one or the other. We believe, ultimately, that there's great reward. We believe that. But it's not linear that the people driving the nice cars, wouldn't that be great? You know, like, oh, wow, he got a new car. He must have done something amazing. You know, like...
Unless if that new car was the wrong choice. You made a choice to buy
it. No, but that's the point. If it was so linear, anytime some guy, you know, like, oh, nice lawn. Wow, you must have been learning really well, you know? Like,
it's also that it used to happen. Some rabbi would say, oh, it happened because they didn't keep Shabbat or like all this. And it really is very...
Where did that, it was so clear. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna quote you a midrash. Maybe you'll see this sounds familiar. Davar Acher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Al HaAdam. God creates a man. He decrees a person. Im Chalash, Im Gibor, Im Ani, Im Ashir. Weak or strong, rich or poor. Im Katsar Aruch, short or tall. Im Choar O Na'eh. He decrees whether he's beautiful or ugly. Im Ave Odak. Fat or thin. Bazui O Gas. Haughty or downtrodden. God decrees about everything that happens to you. Did you lose the wallet or did you not? That's a gzeirah me'et Hashem. Aval im tzadik im rasha, lo. But whether you're going to be a tzadik or a rasha, no. Aval davar hahu notno biyado shel adam bilvad. That is in the hands of the individual himself. Shene'emar, as it says, so if you wonder, where did the Rambam, did you notice some similarity between the Rambam that I quoted for you? He just pulled it right out of the Midrash. He's reading the Psukim and the Midrash says, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu said it straight out. Free choice. The circumstances in life, you didn't choose those.
But how you use those circumstances?
Absolutely up to you. And the Gemara has another way of saying it. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim. God chooses everything for you except one thing. Fear of heaven. What choice are you going to make in that situation? Let's just read the rest of the section. Pasuk Ted Zayin. Yeah.
There are two opposite choices as well. In the same way that the Rambam does, there's choice of action, there's a choice of thought.
Thought, action? Hold on one second. Adan, I totally agree with you, but it's a different Torah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a pasuk at the beginning of the parsha, Hanistarot Lashem Elokeinu, Vahaniglot Lanu Vanenu Ad Olam. That which is hidden is for God, and that which is revealed is for us. So there's so many ways to read the pasuk, and one of them is the way you just said. That Haniglot Lanu Vanenu, like everybody knows, oh, she's such a Balad Chesed. She does help so many people. But only God knows if you're doing it because you want to help everybody else, or you're doing it because everybody sees that you're such a wonderful Baal Chesed? You know, is it like that's a... What's that? I didn't hear the last thing you said. Right. Right. I mean, like you said, there are levels for everything. There are levels for everything. I'm not exactly entirely sure what you mean. We'll continue. Okay. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Anochi Pasuk Tetzayin, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that which I command you today, La'avat Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem your God, L'lechet Midrachav, to follow in His footsteps, L'shmor Mitzvotav V'chukotav Mishpatav, to guard His commandments, V'chayita V'ravita, you will live V'ravita, you will increase, you will multiply, U'berachacha Hashem Elokecha, and God will bless you, Ba'aretz asher ata v'shama l'vishta. In the land that you go to inherit. Now, of course, you just can't gloss over these psukim. You want to stay in the land? Follow the Torah. Okay?
No, not only that, part of the bracha of keeping the Torah is staying in the land.
Right. V'im yifneh levavcha v'lo tishma. And if your heart will turn. Such a beautiful, such a subtle phrase. Yifneh levavcha. If your heart will turn, v'lo tishma, you will not hear. V'nidachta. V'nidachta.
You will be pushed.
How does it translate it? Im nidachacha. You will be drawn away. Nidachta. L'hadiach means to push away. Nidach. In the Nifa, you will be pushed away. V'yishtachavitel elohim achirim v'avaretam. And you bow down to other gods. Look at the process. What's the process?
Your heart turns away.
And then Hashem pushes you away. And you are pushed away. Didn't say God pushed you away.
By
circumstances, by force, by life. And then you go worship idols.
Is this talking collectively?
I saw a Vort in one of this Musar Sefer, who says it's just so simple. How does it start?
Im tifneh levavcha. Talking about an
heart.
Level,
what?
Is this talking nationally or individually or both?
Yeah.
All of the above.
Like switching from like a more childlike fear coming close to Hashem, fear, and as you age, ideally come through love.
Again, those are all true things, but not what we're talking about here. Yes, the avodah meyira, avodah me'ava. Although I don't know why it's one age or another. I think it's a stage. Just yeah.
Well, like I think for the bent, you want the benefits, like you're like, oh, and I start something, these things, that's more like fearful and you want like that. But when it becomes more great, I'm just going to trust and give it a love.
Correct. Correct. Agreed. 100%. That's, I don't want to go on. I just thought that process is so powerful. Yifneh levavcha, one. I mean, it starts as a. An emotion, you said. Who said that? I think Donna said that. It starts as a, in your heart. And then velo tishma. And then you don't hear. And then v'nidachta, you find yourself being pushed away. And before you know it, ishtachavita, you're bowing down to foreign false gods. Higadati lachem hayom, I tell you today, ki avoto beidu, you will surely be lost. You will not have long days on the land which you will go now to inherit. Yutet. Haidoti bachem hayom et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. I call today as witnesses the heavens and the earth. Hachayim v'hamavet latati lefanecha habracha v'haklala. Again, life and death, blessing and curse. Ubacharta b'chayim. This is what we referred to it before. Choose life. L'man tichya atav zarecha. This is like, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's final speech. He's like, what can I say? It's black and white. Life is really literally a matter of life and death. Choose life. Make the right choice. It's a simple choice. It wouldn't be so simple. But that's what he says. Ubacharta b'chayim. Choose life. So now obviously all the refreshing stuff on this question. What in the world is it talking about? Ha'idoti b'chem et ha'shamayim v'et ha'aretz. How do you call heavens and the earth as witnesses? What does it mean that you call them as witnesses to testify? Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi gives two interpretations, both of which I think are meaningful, and then I want to bring in the Rambam. Ha'idoti b'chem ha'shamayim v'et ha'aretz, Rashi says, Shehem kayamim le'olam. They will live forever. They will stay established forever. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm about to die. So who's going to testify that I warned you? So I call the heavens and the earth as my witnesses. V'kasher tikre etchem hara'a, when this terrible stuff happens to you, yihyu edim she'ani hitreiti lechem b'chol zot. They're going to testify, I told you so. Like I'm calling the heavens and the earth, that they're eternal. They're edim. Don't ever say I didn't know. What does that mean to you?
The imagery is...
Davar acher. Let me tell you something else. Haidoti bechem et hashamayim. Amar lehem hakadosh. See where I am in Rashi? I'm continuing. Amar lehem hakadosh baruch hu liYisrael. Said God to Israel. Histaklu bashamayim shebarati l'shamesh etchem. I created the heavens to serve you. Shema shinu et shanu shinu et midatam. Have they changed? Shema lo ala galgal. Has it ever happened that the sun hasn't risen in the east? Kinyan shneema bezerach hashemesh uberach hashemesh. As it says in Kohelet, the sun has gone down, the sun goes up. Look at the land that I created. Did she change? Have you ever planted and nothing grew? Have you ever planted wheat and gotten barley? These people were created not for reward or punishment. It's just they're there. There's no reward or punishment. Lo shinu et midatam, they haven't changed. Atem, you, she'im zachitem tekablu schar. Ve'im tchatatem tekablu peranut al achat kama v'kama. What's Rashi saying?
It's a bad analogy.
You don't like that analogy?
No, because Shamayim and
heavens
have
the earth.
No choice to continue doing what they're doing.
Yeah. I think...
So the analogy falls.
I think what Rashi is saying is, at least this is the way I will give it a modern pirush, the way I understand Rashi. We live in a time where people think times have changed. I think people always thought that, right? That code that they used to live by back then, right? You know what was important for them in those pagan times, is it really relevant for us today? Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu and says, "Ha'idoti b'chem et ha'shamayim et ha'aretz." Right? The Torah is as true and as eternal as the ground you're standing on and the sky above you. As much as they don't change, you don't change either. And the truth of the Torah doesn't change, and the choice I put before you doesn't change. So when you're standing in Tafshin Ayin Gimel, and you're starting to think to yourself, really? We live in such a different time. Comes on Moshe Rabbeinu and says, look up and look down. And the sky that I'm showing you now, then, is the same sky as today. And the ground that you're standing on is the same ground. And the life and death that I place before you and the choices that I place before you are the same choices. That's what the way I read Rashi. That there's a timelessness, an eternal nature to the choice that you have. And I'm telling you, I know I'm going to die and things are going to change. Societies will change, life will change. But this is an eternal truth, this life and death. And take it as such. And that's a beautiful, powerful message. Last thing. Shamayim et ha'aretz. Shamayim, right? Reishit bara Elokim et ha'shamayim et ha'aretz. What are human beings made of? And Shamayim. This is what the Rambam said. Rambam said it exactly that. Hen Adam Haya ke echad mi menu lada tovara. We are a unique species, knowing good and evil.
No, that's a quote from the Itadat.
That's right. What are we? You know, and what makes us unique?
We're
unique in that we are human beings from this world, but we have the nitzotza Elokim. We have that spirituality within us. Right? The uniqueness of our condition is that we're trying to meld the two. We're trying to combine Shamayim and Aretz and use that combination in order to make ourselves better people to serve Hashem. That's our challenge. That's what makes it so hard. If we were Shamayim, if we were Malachim, easy. If we were Aretz, also, not easy. Wouldn't be any choice. You'd be like the animals outside. We'd do what we do. But what makes us so unique and what makes the time, the situation we find ourselves in and the dilemmas that we must confront so challenging and so rewarding is this combination of Shamayim v'Taaretz. Chayim v'hamavet natati lefanecha. Place life and death, humanity, chumriyut, physicality, and eternal life. I've placed it before you. U'bacharta b'chayim. Choose the life within you. That's a choice of, you know, I think that's just, it's good. Just thinking about it, sitting before us, remembering that we are people who have this choice And we've been given this unbelievable gift. The ability to have this choice. To make the right choices. And if we focus on it, hopefully it will be a meaningful and will make our year better than last year. With the ultimate goal. That we can be, not Moshe Rabbeinu, as righteous as Moshe Rabbeinu. Stop here.